Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, July the 15th, 2022. I am Tungameli Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about the rising political tensions and apprehension in Zimbabwe, amid accusations that ZANU-PF politicians are inciting political violence ahead of next year's general elections. Statements by President Emmerson Mnangagwa this week that the country's security forces are on the alert to crush any opposition trouble have many people concerned the ruling party may be planning a crackdown on dissenting voices to intimidate the electorate ahead of the polls. Equally troubling, ruling party spokesperson Christopher Mutsangwa has been quoted in the press as saying there is no daylight between security forces and ZANU-PF. In other words, the ruling party controls the police and the army. A video of a ZANU-PF official suggesting that the ruling party slogan, which says, "Pasina ningi, pansi lozbani," or "down with someone," literally means kill your opponent, also has many people worried. But citing the recent bout of skirmishes in Chitungwiza, ZANU-PF counters it is the opposition CCC that's particularly violent. Lichona njani zulugandaba emakhaya siyahlangana kuhlelo Live Talk lamhlanje kungolwesihlanu utaba olusegudwini ngolokufuthelana osokuqhamukile elizweni ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Sesizwile inkulumo ezivela kwabezanu-PF labe-CCC labamabandla atshiyeneyo esingathi opposition. Mnangagwa kule viki uthe ekhuluma ku-Politburo yeZANU-PF wathi amabutho azimisele alungele ukuhlasela abamabandla aphikisayo alubana bethe bacabanga ukwenza udlakela, njalo uthi basetshenziswa izitha zeZimbabwe. Ubaba uChristopher Mutsangwa oyisikhulumeli seZANU-PF la esibone ephuma kuphephandaba le-Newsday esithi akula mahluko phakathi kweZANU-PF lamabutho. Ngezinye indlela amabutho ngaweZANU-PF asebenzela iZANU-PF. Kanti-ke kule video egcwele enkundleni zokuxhumana eyo esiphathamandla seZANU-PF, sitshela amanye amalunga aleli bandla ukuthi nxa kuthiwa phansi loTshamisa, phansi ngoTshamisa, pasinaTshamisa, batho ukuthi akubula umuntu. Bathi yikho okwakutshiwo yileso slogan kusukela kudala ngesikhathi sempi. Ngakho uthi kusayikho lalamhlanje. Kwazwaye vatereri kusangana ukumu chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa cheLive Talk, nasi Mswechishanu, tiri kukurukura. Neboa riri kuitika munyika kusafambirana zvakanaka pakati kwemapato ezvematongero enyika. Tiri kuona kuti veopposition vari kupomera ZANU-PF mhosva yekuda kukonzera mhirizhonga pamberi pesarudzo dza2023. Takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa nezuro kana kuti marimwe zuro vachitaura kuPolitburo vachiti mauto acharakasha, acharova veopposition kana vakafunga nezvekuita mhirizhonga. Tikanzwawo vaChristopher Mutsangwa vachibuda mupepa nhau reNewsday vachiti hapana mutsauko pakati peZANU-PF nemauto. Saka nokudaro veruzhinji vari kuti ZANU-PF iri kuronga kurwa vanhu pamberi pesarudzo. And amid the tensions, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, is weighing in tonight, urging peace ahead of the polls. Here is Commission spokesperson Jasper Mangwana talking to VOA reporter Rotendo Mawere.
By 23 June 2022, The Zimbabwe Commission, the Zimbabwe Commission, $83 million.
Mutauriri weZimbabwe Electoral Commission vaJasper Mangwana vachitaura na Rutendo Mawere weStudio 7 pamusangano wavaita nevatori venhau nhasi muHarare. Vanga vachishora mhiri zhonga uye vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vange vachinotarisa mazita avo pavoters roll. We also have church leaders involved in peace building weighing in, but first, some perspectives from political parties. Tine nengo ye Triple C, va Denford Ngaziwore, vachitaura na Godwin Mangudla, we Studio 7.
Tibuziya zvikuitika munyika. Hasi kuziva kuti hasi kudila ne MDC. I party yakwe, I party yema citizens. I party yemunhu wese. I party yemunhu wese anovari yemusoja, mupurisa, mao veteran. So, if party is in the way, same as citizens, they ready to lead to the Tawachamisa. They ready to Tunga Mirira, Tawachamisa on our reserve. Focus Yedu Pano, get to mobilize our Zimbabwe, what is the voter, to win a Saruto. To defend the power. So, the outer session, I was waiting. So, I took MDC, I see MDC, you know. By then, I got waiting. But in a I am a citizens, We are ready to defend.
Saka mune defender said tichiona kuti munyika mune violence uye tiri kuona umwe mavideo akaita sevanonzi vanovachamisa ngavaurawe mune defender said uye ndiani ari kukonzera mhirizvo
chekutanga tichaudza chatenderera nyika ka tichivaudza basa rema citizens kudefenda makomiti tichapinda kumwe nakumwe maeres akasiyana-siyana tichivaudza obligation yavo kuchengetedza vachamisa kuchengetedza basa kuchengetedza upfumi hwenyika kuchengetedza remangwana revana vavo so tichaudzawo nhii vavo so kati vazive kuti vane donzo rekuchengetedzani kumakomiti vachadhila neavo vanokwanisa kuita mhirizhonga makomiti kwavo ikoko kondo responsibility yani yavo vanhu vese vanofanira kuziva kuti mhirizhonga haiitwi
saka muchaita se takaona kakusend maris kunyatsino kuchiita mhirizhonga ndiani anga responsible uye mumunoto wechinezvo
angari responsible kuchitsomesa send maris yange zanupif as you are aware dambudziko ratinaro senyika idambudziko rekuti sometimes zanupif inobatana nemapurisa nemacio and we are used to that but kune zvakare mapurisa nemacio nepolisi nearmy vari progressive vari professional so make sure zvakarera zvidzokororo zvakare because basa zvakare remacommunity kuti tikongendise so tichaonesa vamwe nevaenda mhirizhonga vavo kuti vazive kuti mhirizhonga yakadini yakashata but tikuita mhirizhonga yakamboitika yakamboitika but going forward ticharamba kuti hakuna mhirizhonga kuti iitwe macommunities
munozviita sei izvozvo nokuti takanzwawo futi kamutungamiri wenyika achitaura kuti imi pachenyu sebato nemamwe mapato anopikisa muri kutoronga mhirizhonga
no isu hatironge mhirizhonga isu setpc hatinoronga mhirizhonga asi tiri kuronga kupedza mhirizhonga
vadanford ngaziore inhengo yebato retpc vanga vachitaura nagodwin mangudla westudio 7 vari muharare ZANU-PF Information Director Tafadzwa Mugwadi denies his party is stirring trouble, instead accusing journalists of sensationalizing issues and blaming any violence on the opposition.
Tinozviziva kuti variko vatapi venhau vanotsvaka kushora musangano weZANU-PF pese pese nekutsvaka utano mugati kuti vashore musangano weZANU-PF ndozvatiri kuona apa zvingani zvinotaurwa nevanopikisa vachitsoropodza vachityisidzira mhirizhonga kuvasupporters vezanupf zvingani vanajobhusikala nhasi vari muwani vachidedzera kuti ndai munopwanya dzimba dzevanhu vezanupf vajobhusikala vanoonekwa vari pachibhorani vachitaura kuti gore ra2023 muno mucharohwa munhu muno asi hatina kumboonawo mapepa nhau muchizvipublishaiza makuenda kunotsvakawo mutana zvakare kumusha uku achiita musangano yake moti kwanzi musangano wezanupf ndiwe mhirizhonga aiwa hakuna zvakadaro zvekare mashoko ababa ava mukanyatsokumateereresa comrade ava havana kumbotaura kuti endai munorova vanhu havana kumbotaura kuti ngakuurave munhu asina kuverenga nhoroondo yenyika inoi ndiye anogona kutadza kunzwisisa mashoko avo nokuti comrade ava vanovamuwo veteran zvekare vatinoziva vari kutaura ivo kuti kare nyika ino ichirwirwa usununguko namacomrades vana mukoma vatungamiriri vatinavo nhasi navabereki vose nana mujibha nana chimbwire vabereki vose vakarwa hondo nguva yehondo vatengesi vaurawa vanhu vaisapota Ian Smith vachishungurudza vana vakurwira nyika ino kuti ive nerusununguko vaiurawa kana vari vatengesi hapana chinyowani ipapo zvose izvi zvaitika kose ndomasunungurwi wakaitwa nyika inoi saka hatiwo nechakashata pamashoko avari kutaura kudzidziswa nhoroondo yenyika hakuna kushata ende variko zveshuwa vatengesi vakaurawa vananyati vakatourawa zveshuwa zvikashaya basa nokuda kwekutengesa nyika saka hationi chakashata pamashoko avo uye musangano wezanupf haukurudziri mhirizhonga
ZANU-PF Information Director Tafadzwa Mugwadi vanoongorora zvematongero enyika vakarerekera kuZANU-PF vaGibson nyika dzino vanoti mhirizhonga inogona kupera chete munyika kana mapato ezvematongero enyika akava nemuonero mumwe chete pamwe nekuisa zvido zveveruzhinji pamberi
ai mhirizhonga chekutanga chandinoona chiri kuikonzera kushaya pfungwa dzekubatana pamwe chete sevana vezimbabwe zvisinei nekuti munhu uri kubva kunharaunda ipi kana kuti uri kusapota bato ripi zviri kubva zvazoipisisa ndezvekuti kana mhirizhonga yatanga zvaakureva kuti isu maonero edu ebudiriro zviri kubva zvakanganisa Saka chikonzero chiri kuitwa mhirizhonga iyoyo ndechekuti kushaya kuonerana zvinhu pamwe chete neumbimbi ndoga uri kubuda muvanhu tichitadza kuisa Zimbabwe pamberi, tichida kuisa pfungwa dzedu nemaonero nemaitikiro ezvinhu zvedu pache zvedu kuti isu toga tingoti zvedu ndizvo zviri kufamba, zvedu ndizvo zviri kubuda. Pachirungu tinoti zviri kukonzerwa neyatingati intolerance, kana kuti kugamuchira kuti mumwe munhu anogona kuita mamwe maonero akasiyana neangu. Uye zvekare mhirizhonga iyi ndiri kuona iri kukonzerwa zvekare nemamwe mashoko ari kubuda mumukanwa yevatungamiri vanogona kunge vachikurudzira kuti vanhu vaite zvemhirizhonga. Iwayo mashoko akashata zvekare chimiso chiri kuratidza kuti vatungamiri vanodaro havana rudo nevanhu, nekuti kana mhirizhonga ichinge yozoitika ivo vanowanikwa vasipo pazvinenge zvichiitika. Saka zvinhu izvozvi zvekusaona zvinhu pamwe chete kutadza yananiso zvekare nemashoko anoturwa akaipa nevatungamiri zvinhu zviri kukanganisa.
VaGibson nyika dzino vanongorora zvematongero enyika vakarerekera kuZanu PF. Vanga vachitaura naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. Let's take a brief break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. As said earlier, we also have church leaders who are involved in peace-building initiatives who are urging tolerance. Silabo abezenkonzo bakwethu njengokusho kwami ngaphambilini abathi labo baphatheke kabi ngokufuthelana okukhona. Nangu umfundisi uSeni Spanda oweZimbabwe Christian Alliance exoxa lo Ezra Chisa Spanda weStudio 7.
Sina njengabakhokheli bamabandla lapha eZimbabwe kuyasikhathaza kakhulu ukuthi udlakela solungani luyaphakama njalo. Siyananzelela ukuba kusukela isikhathi sama-by-elections okwafa khona abantu lalapho esephelile udlakela lokhu lukhona. Ngakho besebenza lama-local peace committee ezigabeni ezehlukeneyo ukuthi besebenzela labo abama-political parties ukwenzela ukuthi kube lokuthula. Singayekela ukwenza njalo kulokuxabana okuningi okwenzakalayo okugcina kusenza ukuthi abantu balwe, abanye abantu begcina besifa. Ngakho ke besikhangelele thina ukuthi ama-local peace committees azasebenza lama-political parties ukwenzela ukuthi bebone ukuthi nxa umuntu ekhethelini ibandla i-political party ngumakhelwane wami ngaso sitha sami. Njalo siyakwazi ukuba isekelo sombuso siyavumela ukuthi umuntu akhethe loba yiliphi ibandla afuna ukusebenza lalo. Ngakho thina siyakhuthaza ke abantu beZimbabwe ukuba bantu singatshanini silimazane ngenxa yezinto zombangazwe. Ngomakhelwane bethu, izihlobo zethu, njalo iBhayibheli liyasikhuthaza ukuthi umuntu wenziwe ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu. Ngakho kumele siwunanzelele, siwugcine, singawubulali. Njengoba sesikhangelela ukhetho oluqakathekileyo kumnyaka lozayo, kuqakathekile ukuthi indaba yodlakela siyikhangelisise. Thina njengamabandla kuyasikhathaza ukuba kuthela phana kusiya ku by-election kwafa abantu abantu bebechana belimazana lakathesi by-election siphelile lokhu lokudlwangudlwangu ngakho ke besebenza lama local peace committee ethu asebenza ezigabeni ezehlukeneyo besebenza lama political parties ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babonane njengabo makhelwane bengalwi nxa umuntu ekhethe ukuthi yena ukuhlangotho olunye akutsho ukuthi useyisitha sakho sokumele umgongode umbulale kodwa akutsho ukuthi ngumakhelwane wakho ubona izinto ngendlela eyehlukeneyo isekelo sombuso seZimbabwe siyavumela ukuthi abantu yilo lalo azikhethele ukuthi yiluphi uhlangothi afuna ukuthi ayekilo njalo ke isekelo sombuso siyakhuluma ngokuthi umuntu nxa esizalwane seZimbabwe ulelungelo le-political participation lali iBhayibheli liyavuma ukuthi umuntu uyakhetha indlela ngendlela ezehlukeneyo sicabanga ngendlela ehlukeneyo ngakho siyakhuthaza amaZimbabweans ukuba abantu singatshanini singabulalanini ngenxa yokucabanga kwehlukeneyo kodwa sazini ukuthi sonke singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu
umfundisi Hussein Spanda ngoweZimbabwe Christian Alliance. Ezra also spoke to Bishop Netta of the New Life Fellowship. He also works with the Christian Alliance.
We as the churches of Bulawayo, where we've got a grouping of bishops and we call ourselves the Bishops of Bulawayo, with different organizations, people coming from Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, people coming from Zimbabwe Council of Churches and some Catholics within us, all what we desire and what we want to do is that let no one die because of election. Let there be no blood that will be split because of elections. We want to see peaceful elections. We know 23 is coming. Elections are necessary. We have to have people that will represent us in parliament, represent us in council. That is necessary for things to be done that way. But all what we are requesting is that let there be just peaceful campaigning and people help to deal with issues of peaceful campaigning. We have actually, as organizations, done our level best to move from place to place, trying to talk to people about the issues of that there shouldn't be violence in. As Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, we have also moved into where we have in different places where we have put peace committees. And these peace committees talk to the community and, of course, using the church that there should be peace. And also gathering the different people who will be campaigning from different political parties together and with the community and say, let's talk about issues of peace. We found that in the areas we have done this, there has been a great deal of actually respect one with the other.
Have you tried to arrange a dialogue between political parties, maybe to perhaps to try and address the situation of violence which already we are seeing across some parts of Zimbabwe, especially in Mashonaland? Have you tried to engage the real leaders of these political parties?
On the score of what's happening, like you're telling about what's happening in Mashonaland at the moment, we haven't really tried to put the political parties together. We've tried to put them together not because there is violence, but putting them together in order to avoid violence in the places that we have done that.
Are they willing? Have they come together with you? Are they willing to come and attend the prayers for peace which you normally organize?
Yes, they have. Actually, it's very interesting that people that are campaigning also, they need peace. Because that one soul that will die and that person that will be killed, he might be your voter. He might be a person that is going to bless you indeed by his vote. So there is no need for him to be killed. Let us be people that will respect one another and have peaceful campaigns.
That's Pastor Netta speaking there with VOA Studio 7 reporter Ezra Chisaspanda. And now to our guest, political analyst, Mr. Adifa Dube, all the way from the United Kingdom. Mr. Dube, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, Mr. Nkomo. Thank you very much to you and to the listeners of VOA.
There is growing concern, Mr. Dube, over the political environment in Zimbabwe, leading to the elections next year. And tonight, the European Union issued a report warning that without fundamental political and electoral reforms, Zimbabwe will have another disputed election next year. Simply put, there cannot be a free and fair election in Zimbabwe without reforms. What say you?
To be quite honest, Mr. Nkoma, I don't know. I think I'll prefer using Ndebele because otherwise my accent is absolutely terrible. Some people they might end up not hearing what I'm saying. But what I would like to say mostly regarding the issue of the elections, upcoming elections in 2023, the reforms are very crucial as far as in the political sphere is concerned, because we can't think like a want to look into our reforms so that we can have a clear mandate within our political arena, so that we can have in a condilero for which it will be satisfactory to everyone who is going to participate within the election, from our leaders to our so I'm a reforms I need to which is the student of Abantu from outside of our country to tell us which we need to do the reforms. But we as Zimbabweans, we should have the pride of having a credible election as a chair on Kumuti satisfied with how will we be able to congratulate Omuyimutu to do and how we need be able to celebrate with Abantu Velizwe Lako, which we are celebrating together, which you know we need it because that was fair and say there's no one who is quarreling and say no, we think so we need to have those reforms. Angiboni isizathu sokuthi kube sengathi into enzima kakhulu because it's Zimbabwe for Zimbabwe. Into le nxa siyenza ama-elections nxa esenziwa kuhle kubuilda i-credibility within our system as well as Zimbabwe ukuthi singabantu beZimbabwe who are able to manage izinto zelizwe lethu and who are able to manage ukuzenzela ama-elections without ukuthi sikhangele kwabanye abantu. But kuba lihlazo kakhulu ukuthi at the end of the day sihlala ngokwazakala ukuthi sihlala sisiba lama-elections angahambi kahle achiya sikusiba le-violence achiya abantu sebebulawa achiya sikusiba lezinto ezimbi ezenzakalayo and we don't want those things. So we want credible elections ezilama-reforms aqondileyo okwenzela ukuthi zonke izinto zihleleke.
Nxa sesikhangela indaba zodlakela lezi baba Dube, siyazi kule Human Rights Commission, kule Peace and Reconciliation Commission, kule ndima abangayidlala yini engenqabela udlame phambilini kokhetho?
Amabandla lawo baba Nkomo, mina ngokukhangela kwami ngibona ngathi angumgogodla kakhulu engathi kubumbano loluntu lwethu as singabantu ekuletheni ukuthula phakathi kwabantu bakithi. Nxa bengangenelela njalo ngokuthi baqhubekele phambili behlabela ivangeli lokuthula, behlabela ivangeli lokubambana, behlabela ivangeli lokuthi abantu bahloniphane, ngibona ngathi kuyinto eqakathekile kakhulu. We need ama-organizations afana lana la ukuthi sibekwazi ukuthi singabantu sibambane njalo sibekwazi ukuhloniphana entweni eyabe ekhethwe ngomunye umuntu, ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi ungafosteli omunye umuntu ukuthi akhethe into oyifunayo ngenxa yokuthi wena ufuna kukhethwe iphi. But thina as singabantu beZimbabwe, abasincedise ukwenzela ukuthi kube nokuthula kulolu khetho esiyakilwa.
Hayi, siyabonga ngokuba lathi kuhlelo baba Dube.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkomo. Ngiyabonga. Have a good day.
Thank you. That's my friend and political analyst, Mr. Difa Dube, all the way from the United Kingdom. And that brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to all our guests and, of course, you, the listeners, at home. Let's make another date next week. Meanwhile, remember, Studio 7 is also available at the weekend. I am your host, Ntunga Milinkoma. Good night, Zimbabwe.